Federal Health Canada officials today expressed fear that a fourth wave of the pandemic could hit Canada, driven by the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus among unvaccinated members of the population. Dr. Theresa Tam, Canada's chief public health officer, spoke out on that during a telephone news conference held Thursday afternoon. She said the collective efforts of public health agencies along with increased vaccinations among Canadians have resulted in pandemic restrictions being lifted across the country. But this has come with an unexpected increase in daily case counts, concentrated largely in unvaccinated populations, said Tam. Tam said the number of new COVID-19 cases among Canadians is now at more than 900 a day, an increase of 54% in the past week. On the positive side, Tam said the trend of severe illness is declining. She added, however, that 449 COVID-19 patients are in Canadian hospitals every day, including 186 in intensive care units and, on average, 6 Canadians are dying each day. She said she is worried the trend could threaten Canada's healthcare capacity, especially if case counts continue to rise. With early signs of a Delta-driven fourth wave beginning, these forecasts continue to underscore the need to remain vigilant and steadfast in following public health advice, while continuing to increase first and second dose vaccine coverage. This can help to keep infection rates lower and reduce the risk of a serious resurgence that could exceed healthcare capacity this fall and winter, said Tam. She said it points to the need for more Canadians to get vaccinated with both first and second doses. I cannot stress enough how much every vaccination counts, said Tam. She said the importance of keeping the Delta variant away is especially urgent for protecting Canadians who have immunity challenges and for Canadians who cannot get vaccinated because they are too young or have valid medical reasons. If you or someone you love hasn't already, please book an appointment to get the first and second dose. There is still time to get vaccinated and strengthen the firewall, Tam told the conference. With the fall quickly approaching this month, it is crucial for building up protection. Before we gather in schools, colleges, universities and workplaces must take inspiration from Team Canada and keep striving for gold, which means getting fully vaccinated coverage above 80% across all age groups, Tam added. Tam was also asked that given her concerns for a new wave in the fall, whether it was prudent for Canada to move toward an open border with the United States. Tam said that her concern is the Delta variant is rising here in Canada regardless of what is happening elsewhere. She added that anyone crossing the border will have to provide proof of 2-dose vaccines along with a fresh negative COVID-19 test. Tam added that as more visitors from the U.S. have been visiting Canada, the positivity rate for COVID-19 has been consistently low. And that is a really good indicator for us to track. If we see any significant concerns, of course, we can adjust our border stance accordingly, she said. Len Gillis is a local journalism initiative reporter at Sudbury.com. He covers healthcare in Northern Ontario.